Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to ponder a great and pressing question being faced by literally hundreds of millions of Americans. What is distinctive about this election and causing so much discomfort among so many people, the idea of a Trump versus Biden rematch? Why does that scare people, disturb people, upset people the way that it does? William Galston has some provocative ideas about that. We will be taking a look at them. Certainly one of the problems that most Americans are feeling today and feeling very deeply is the problem of public safety. Crime is a difficulty in American city after American city after American city. And there are even statements recently about cities like Oakland, California, which is certainly not a conservative hotbed. I mean, I lived on the East Bay for 4 years. And the idea that Oakland, which is a very diverse city, very left-leaning city, I mean, Jerry Brown was mayor of Oakland in between his governorships. They have had some of the most left-leaning leadership of any major city in the country. And yet the Oakland NAACP, the National Association of Colored People, and yes, they do use the term colored people, but they are sort of grandfathered into that so they can. There's a real recognition by the leadership there of the black community that defunding the police and trying to restrain the police and trying to eviscerate the strength of police programs is profoundly destructive. This is the head of the local NAACP in Oakland taking the case for better policing to the failed Democrats who have created a heyday for criminals. This is as covered on CNN.
Darren White is with the NAACP Oakland branch, which penned an open letter to their city, blaming failed leadership, the defund the police movement, and anti-police rhetoric for creating a heyday for Oakland criminals.
We're not trying to say, you know, mass incarceration and arrest everyone. We want the people that are out here committing these violent crimes arrested and charged.
Do we need more cops on the street?
Yes, we do need more. Every community needs police.
And every community just about needs more police. And we've spoken about that. We spoke to a outstanding candidate for city council who didn't clear the primary, unfortunately, in the city of Seattle. But in Seattle, more and more people recognize that the police department is understaffed. It has lost 500 uniformed officers in recent years at a time that the population is going up and the crime rate is going up. And even in Washington, D.C., there is a Democratic city councilman. There is no other kind of city councilman in Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C., there's a city councilman named Trayon White, who is calling on the National Guard to help address a crisis in terms of a rampant violent crime. This is clip 17. Listen.
I have spoken with the D.C. National Guard. And while I have to have more conversations with the chief police, which I have today, and the mayor and my colleagues, we have a long way to get there. We just know that police alone is not getting it done.
Okay, it's police alone and a need for the National Guard. And by the way, this is one of those things where suddenly the Democrats seem to have dropped the idea of a statehood for D.C. How about making actual progress in the way people live their lives and dealing with some of the crime rate, which they'd made huge progress on this back in the 90s and the early years of the 21st century, but that progress has to resume. Meanwhile, this from Como, Seattle, following the recent closures of two crime-ridden motels, neighbors told Como News there has been a noticeable drop in prostitution, what a shock, along Aurora Avenue in Seattle. But they expressed skepticism that the decline is sustainable. On July 26, the Seattle Police Department and Seattle City Attorney's Office served chronic nuisance declaration letters to the property owners of the Emerald Motel and the Seattle Inn. Within days, both motels temporarily closed while their owners agreed to stipulations of compliance needed to stop criminal activity. And yes, prostitution is criminal activity. Following the closures, Como News traveled along Aurora Avenue and saw only three sex workers. How did they know? Believe me, you know. Only three sex workers in the area near both motels. That compared to the dozens of sex workers that Como News witnessed during the same time of day just a few weeks earlier. I know that they use the term sex workers to be polite, but really, doesn't the term sex workers give you a more generous view of what you're actually talking about? And what you're actually talking about is something that makes its contribution to the entire aura of lawlessness and the idea that authority has broken down entirely. That's the old broken windows effect. Tomorrow we'll be speaking with Charles Murray, who talks about the broken windows policing and its tremendous effect on reducing crime and the undermining and withdrawal of broken windows policing, which has taken place recently and has been associated with the increase in crime. We'll be speaking to Charles Murray about that tomorrow. Meanwhile, I mentioned William Galston. He writes in the Wall Street Journal, "It is likely, though not certain, that the 2024 general election will be a rematch between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. If so, the contest will break new ground in at least four important ways, and perhaps a fifth." So what's new about the two oldsters? First, a rematch would be only the second time in U.S. history. The other was 1892, that an incumbent president faced the man he defeated in the prior election. This rare circumstance will transform the race. That 1892, that was Grover Cleveland coming back to challenge President Benjamin Harrison, who had beaten Grover Cleveland. When incumbents face challengers who haven't served as a president, the election is mainly a referendum on the president's performance. Voters first typically decide whether the incumbent has done well enough to merit re-election. But when a president faces a former president, each has a record to defend. It is one of the reasons so many Democrats prefer running against Trump and seem to be very eager to make that possible. So what else is different about this election and dramatically different? And who does Bill O'Reilly say is the one guy who can bring down Donald Trump? We'll get to that and to more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved Show, William Galston in the Wall Street Journal is writing about what makes the 2024 election groundbreaking. And it's not just the fact that it's a rematch between two people who have run against each other before. There are a lot of rematches like that. There were rematches in 1900. McKinley had beaten William Jennings Bryan, and then he ran in 1900 and beat him again. Adlai Stevenson ran twice against Dwight Eisenhower. But this is one where the race between Biden and Trump, I know it's not controversial to say so, but Biden won the first time. And there is a chance that President Trump would win the second round. There wouldn't be a third round because, obviously, Trump can't, you are not allowed under the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution to serve more than two terms as president. In any event, when a president faces a former president, writes Galston, each has a record to defend, and the election is a choice between comparable options. Each candidate's agenda for the future can be weighed against his past performance, and voters will view promises to accomplish more than what each candidate did over his previous 4 years with skepticism. This is one of those interesting questions about President Trump. He hasn't talked that much about what his second term would bring. He has talked more about the charges against him. There's a piece in the New York Times, playing indicted martyr, Trump draws in his base. And when President Trump says they want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom, they want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. It's not yet clear, and of course there's plenty of time before the election, what the agenda is going to be to enhance or defend that freedom, other than the fact that there is a determination to build and to own, to beat and to own the libs. A second key difference is Donald Trump is facing an unprecedented set of legal challenges, multiple criminal indictments, with new ones coming from Georgia, that could have him shuttling back and forth between court appearances and campaign events. Massive legal fees are draining funds from his campaign coffers, and this burden is unlikely to decrease between now and 2024. So far, his legal troubles have broadened and intensified his support with the Republican base. But it's hard to predict what effect they will have on the swing voters who will determine the outcome of the general elections in the crucial 10 states. What are the crucial 10 states? What's fascinating about this is that we have 50 states, right, in the United States. Everybody knows that. In 40 of those 50 states, there were changes between how the states voted over the last five elections. In other words, states that voted for Obama may have gone ahead and voted for Trump, but there are 10 states there are 40 states, the great majority of states, that went consistently Republican all of the last four elections, or went consistently Democratic all of the last four elections. There are only 10 of the 50 states where there's actually a switch, where a state like, take the state of Florida, which carried for Barack Obama, and then carried twice for Donald Trump. That happens, but it only happens in 10 crucial states, which are the states where elections are all fought out. And Galston brings up, when the general election campaign begins next summer, Mr. Biden will be 81 and Mr. Trump 78. Already in 2020, they were the oldest nominees ever. While polls suggest that Mr. Biden's age is even seen as more of a problem than Mr. Trump's, the actuarial tables indicate that each man is at heightened risk for a serious health event that could transform the contest and even force his party to select an alternative presidential candidate. How would that go if they had already been selected by a convention? And the fact is, nobody knows. because there's not an automatic rule in either Republican or Democratic candidate that if a president or a candidate for president dies or is incapacitated, of course, if something happened to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris becomes president, but that doesn't make her automatically the nominee of the Democratic Party. The possible fifth chapter and factor that Galston is writing about, we are living in an unprecedented era of close presidential elections. In the 17 races between 1920 and 1984, the winner prevailed in the popular vote by 10 points, 10 or more times, and by 20 points or more, 5 times. In the 9 elections since, no winner has come close to a 10-point margin of victory. And on 2 occasions, the candidate with a plurality of the popular vote lost the Electoral College. During this period, the number of truly contested swing states declined sharply to only 10 by 2020. A shift of 43 votes in Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona, states Mr. Biden carried by wafer-thin margins, would have yielded a tie in the Electoral College, throwing the election to the House of Representatives for the first time since John Quincy Adams ran against Andrew Jackson in 1824, which you can figure it out. It's 200 years ago. Public opinion surveys thus far are pointing to yet another highly close contest, whose outcome will be determined by narrow margins in the same states that became the sites of post-election legal struggles 4 years ago. Until the American people decide to award one party a majority that extends beyond a single presidency, today's challenges to effective governance and national unity are all but certain to persist. Does that sound sensible to you? I think it is sensible, and it is the way we're going. What is not sensible is companies that make the mistake of thinking that they can help to sell products by taking liberal points of view. Why should people be particularly eager to indulge in progressive beer? But there is one exception. People seem to like progressive ice cream in the form of Ben and Jerry's. What's different about Ben and Jerry's? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Update. Many are calling a massive wind-driven wildfire Hawaii's worst natural disaster in more than 30 years. There are no immediate reports of injuries, but dozens of homes and businesses in Lahaina on the island of Maui have burned. President Biden says he's practically declared a national climate emergency, though he's actually yet to make a formal declaration. In an interview with the Weather Channel, Biden was asked whether he was prepared to declare a climate emergency.
We've already done that. National, we've conserved more land. We've moved into... joined the Paris Climate Accord. We passed a $368 billion climate control facility.
Environmental advocates who have called for Biden to make the declaration say it would unlock far-reaching executive powers. Target customers will soon be able to add Starbucks to the drive-up orders. The retailer announced it's beginning a nationwide rollout of the option for shoppers to add Starbucks food and drinks to be delivered to their car. John Schaefer, USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a little bit of a change of pace based upon a fascinating and very challenging column today in WSJ and Wall Street Journal. The column is by a guy named Anson Frericks, who is co-founder of Strive Asset Management, and he's a former Anheuser-Busch executive. So you know where this is going? Okay, it's going right here. Companies ranging from Anheuser-Busch to Disney and BlackRock have recently lost loyal customers and billions of dollars in market capitalization and assets after wading into controversial political issues. The reason customers left and investors bailed is simple. These companies failed to carry out what they had promised in their mission statements. Boy, has he got that right. And he has an example here of a company that is very much on the left that actually followed its mission statement and has done very well with it. Which company would that be? Stay tuned. Okay. Clear mission statements are critical for company success. A 2016 Harvard Business Review study found that companies that clearly establish their purpose innovate more successfully and increase revenue faster than companies that don't. That's because clear mission statements explain why a company exists and what it hopes to achieve. They also identify its present and ideally future customers. This aligns internal employees and external investors in pursuit of a common goal, delivering great products and services to increase shareholder value. Anheuser-Busch's mission statement is clear. Okay, here's the mission statement for Anheuser-Busch. Dream big, to create a future with more cheers. That's it. A Bud Light's controversial partnership with transgender activist Delana Mulvaney in April didn't create a future with more cheers or make Bud Light easy to enjoy. It thrust the brand into a charged political discussion unrelated to the company's mission. Loyal consumers left, and shareholders are paying the price as billions of dollars in market cap have been erased. And then he brings up Disney. Disney experienced similar mission failure last year. The company's stated mission is, quote, to entertain, inform, and inspire people around the globe through the power of unparalleled storytelling, reflecting the iconic brands, creative minds, and innovative technologies that make ours the world's premier entertainment company. Creating movies like The Lion King and Star Wars is on mission. Less so is public criticism of such legislation as Florida's Parental Rights in Education Act, which prohibits the state's educators from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity in classes from kindergarten through third grade. When Disney announced its opposition to the bill in 2022, the majority of its customers disagreed. Disney's public approval rating cratered to 33% in 2022. From 77% in 2021. And this, by the way, goes to the criticism very widespread about why is Ron DeSantis picking a fight with Disney? It's because he's on the winning side here. It actually has hurt Disney more than it has hurt Ron DeSantis. Customers speak with their wallets. The company's streaming service, Disney Plus, saw canceled memberships and attendance at Disney theme parks suffered. The company's stock remains depressed even after it swapped in new leadership. And then he brings up BlackRock, the world's largest asset management company, has also struggled with fidelity to its stated mission. The mission is very simple. Why do you go to BlackRock? Quote, to help more and more people experience financial well-being. Studies have shown that use of ESG, environmental, social, and governance criteria to inform the allocation of client capital isn't profitable. Nevertheless, reports show that BlackRock gave greater investment to companies with lower carbon output and better diversity and inclusion scores. These standards cost the company billions from investors who prefer asset managers that steer clear of divisive ESG policies. And then it brings up Ben & Jerry's. Why Ben & Jerry's? Anheuser-Busch, Disney, and BlackRock could learn about proper mission control from Ben & Jerry's. The ice cream company has been aligning customers and shareholders behind a progressive and social mission for decades. Its mission states, we believe that ice cream can change the world. We have a progressive, nonpartisan social mission that seeks to meet human needs and eliminate injustices in our local, national, and international communities by integrating these concerns on our day-to-day business activities. When Ben & Jerry's supports returning to Native Americans what it claims is stolen land, when it advocates overturning voter integrity laws, when it favors defunding the police, its customers aren't surprised. That's because Ben & Jerry's has been advocating such change since two Vermont hippies founded the company in 1972. When they sold the business to multinational conglomerate Unilever in 2000, they maintained an independent board to make decisions on the company's social mission. Their customers expect this activism, and they buy such ice cream flavors as Save Our Swirled and Empower Mint to support social causes. Given the company's long-time purposes, it would be inauthentic for Anheuser-Busch, BlackRock, and Disney to change their mission to support the same social and political agendas as Ben & Jerry's. It will also alienate most of their existing customer base. A recent poll found 58% of consumers don't want companies taking stances on political and social issues. To maximize market potential and shareholder value, most companies should cater to the target group of people who don't want politics with their beer, their theme park vacations, or their investment accounts. Does that speak for you? I mean, I think it does, and I think it goes to why it is that the issue of wokeness can work if you're candid about it, and it's not in any kind of conflict with what your mission is as a company. Speaking of missions as a company, there is a new Trump ad that goes after Joe Biden's Department of Justice and Hunter Biden in particular. And that is in rivalry with a new Pence ad that portrays the vice president as an everyman but makes a serious mistake. Plus, Bill O'Reilly lets out in a commentary, in an interview, who he thinks is the one individual who could bring down Trump with his testimony in court. Who is it? No, it's not E. Jean Carroll. Somebody else, more formidable. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
He does not get it!
Michael Medved.
No! No! Don't shut me up!
It's the Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, Mike Pence has had some good news for his presidential campaign. He did get the 40,000 contributors, people who donated money to his campaign from across the country, and he's been doing well enough in the polls. He will be up there on the debate stage 2 weeks from tonight. And a new Pence ad is part of an effort to make the former vice president seem like an everyman. And of course, he is kind of an everyman when you compare him to some of the more exotic candidates. I don't know, Vivek Ramaswamy or Donald Trump for that matter. But this is an ad that has Pence talking to us, talking to the camera while he's at a gas station and he's filling up a red pickup truck. There's only one problem, is he somehow forgets to select the grade of gas before he puts the nozzle in his car. So you can hear the computer beeping at him during the ad. It sounds like this.
Hey, everybody. Mike Pence here. Remember $2 a gallon gas? I do. And then Joe Biden became president of the United States and launched his war on energy. Since that time, gasoline prices are up 60%. Electricity prices are up 25%. Joe Biden's war on energy is causing real hardship for working families, small businesses, and family farms. But we've got a plan to relieve all of that. We just unveiled the Pence Energy Plan that will not only put our country back on a path to energy independence, but by 2040, we will reclaim America's role as the leading producer of energy in the world. Join us in the fight for American energy leadership by going to MikePence2024.com. We can lead the world once again to a more prosperous and a secure future for America with energy independence and American energy leadership.
Okay, why didn't they just retape it? Or did nobody notice that it was going beep, beep, beep? Or did he do it on purpose to get people talking about the ad? I'm not sure it makes Vice President Pence look as competent as I really think that he is. I mean, I'm impressed with him. I think he's a good and solid candidate. But And this is, of course, a crucial issue, and it's one that I think brings conservatives together. But the detail that people notice is not the idea of remembering $2 gas. It's unfortunately the idea of what's the beeping doing there. It's also unclear whether Vice President Pence drove all the way to Costco to get a better price on the gas. Just a local comment there. The new Trump ad is not aimed at any of his Republican opponents. It's aimed directly at Joe Biden's Department of Justice and the ineffable Hunter Biden. Listen.
Hey, Joe. How come your Justice Department goes after Trump endlessly, yet they cover for your family? Hunter's laptop? Yeah, that was censored. But we know that laptop's real. And it's not just filled with photos of Hunter's drug-fueled debauchery, either. Nah, it showed Hunter pocketed millions from foreign partners, cash from Ukrainian and Chinese interests accused of bribery and fraud. And remember when you claimed your family never made money from China? Well, Hunter admitted in court he took their cash. His Chinese business partner was tied to the Communist Party. How did Hunter's partners get meetings at the White House? Your brother, grandkids, even nieces and nephews got paid from foreign deals. Your family and their cronies raked in over $17 million from these schemes. And you, Joe, went from being one of the poorest in Congress to a millionaire in the White House. Come on, Joe. All this a coincidence or corruption? Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Look, are these real issues that are going to come up as part of the campaign? Until President Biden is more comfortable putting distance between him and his wayward son, this is going to be a problem and it's going to hurt him. And I think hurt him seriously, especially with effective attack ads that can be challenged on some points, but effective attack ad it certainly was. There is also, however, a recognition and kind of a surprise mention by Bill O'Reilly, who was on WABC doing an interview and talking about the biggest danger legally to President Trump with the charges against him. Listen, this is clip three.
But there's only one guy that can convict Donald Trump, and that's Mike Pence. And if Pence goes into the courtroom and says, Donald Trump knew the election was not a fraud, but he said it anyway, and I can prove it, and here's the proof. Donald Trump goes down.
He has no way to prove it, unless he's got an audio tape.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Right.
I don't think that Pence can prove it.
No.
Unless somebody like Mark Meadows would say, yeah, I was in the same conversation, and Trump said X, Y, and Z. The jury in the trial that ever gets there, that would be really damning. Pence himself is an honest man. He's in over his head now, okay? He did the right thing because there was no basis not to certify the electoral votes.
Okay, that's Bill O'Reilly. And look, obviously, it is perfectly admissible to have somebody testify as to something that he heard directly. And in his conversations with President Trump, and this is in the indictments, it was very clear that President Trump recognized that there weren't millions and millions of votes stolen and the election wasn't rigged and that he had actually lost the damn election. And the fact that this is going to be a big issue in the trial when it comes forward, let's just hope it comes forward and gets finished soon. Because honest to God, doesn't America have better things to worry about than the alleged misdeeds of a guy who served as president 4 years ago? Meanwhile, there is this, well, actually, There is a very popular film that came out and was surprisingly entertaining. It is released last week on streaming and DVD. And certainly worth consideration. Science fiction film about a group of buddies. Yeah, and they're more appealing than the Ninja Turtles. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
One of the favorite teams of the MCU, the Marvel Comics Universe, is back. This time, the highly diverse and inclusive ensemble has to deal with a new diabolical threat, played by Chuck Woody Awuji and known as the High Evolutionary in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
My sacred mission is to create the perfect society.
He didn't want to make things perfect. He just hated things the way they are.
The lavishly crafted and flamboyantly bizarre worlds presented here, including a compelling counter-Earth, helped to jam this 2.5-hour movie full of action and emotion, with special emphasis on the deep affection for the cast members for one another. By the film's conclusion, however, it begins to feel wearying rather than wonderful. Rated PG-13, 2.5 stars for the ambitious, sometimes over-the-top Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And speaking of over the top, there's a report that rich donors are sending a message to Ron DeSantis. The message overwhelmingly, be more normal. Okay, sounds easy. But how? How do you achieve that? We'll talk about it next time on the MedVed Show. We'll also speak to a presidential candidate with a formidable background. His name is Asa Hutchinson. He was a congressman, very successful conservative two-term governor of Arkansas, and a federal prosecutor. He'll be joining our show to talk about what he hopes to achieve with his long-shot campaign for president. We'll also be talking to Charles Murray about why the broken windows policing policies were withdrawn and what happened to the crime rate when they were. That and much more all coming your way next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Kaanapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Kaanapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Kaanapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.